You're listening to SBS News.
There are few countries on earth that share closer relations than Australia and New Zealand. Travel and work rights between the two countries for those who are citizens of either country are usually legally guaranteed. It's testament to the depth of the problems coronavirus has wrought that Australia's borders are closed even to those from New Zealand at the moment, and vice versa. But now, both countries are attempting to ease back to something approaching normal life, after both have done very well, by global standards, in restricting the virus. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern has addressed Australia's National Cabinet on the invitation of her Australian counterpart, Scott Morrison. Amongst the subjects discussed between the leaders was the reopening of travel between the two countries, even if both countries are not yet ready to open up to the rest of the world. Ms. Ardern says such a situation would be mutually beneficial.
Australians and New Zealanders travel across the ditch more than they do anywhere else. New Zealand is Australia's second largest source of tourists after China, with 1.2 million visitors last year, and 1.6 million Aussies visited us. So we both stand to benefit from getting travel up and running again.
Mr. Morrison largely concurs, but he is warning anyone who is hoping travel between the two countries will be reopened immediately will be sorely disappointed. He says Australians will only be able to travel to New Zealand again once they can more freely travel around their own country.
The Prime Minister and I have been now for several weeks been talking about a safe travel zone between Australia and New Zealand. It is still some time away, but it is important to flag it because it is part of the road back. At some point, both Australia and New Zealand will start connecting with the rest of the world again. And the most obvious place for that to start is between Australia and New Zealand. And we could see that happening, but it's not something that's about to happen next week or anything like that. It is something that will better sit alongside when we're seeing Australians travel from Melbourne to Cairns at about that time, I would expect everything being equal that we'd be able to, you know, fly from Melbourne to Auckland or to Christchurch or things like that.
Ms. Ardern says the creation of a trans-Tasman bubble will only be worth it if there are no quarantine conditions.
The whole purpose of us discussing the possibility of having a bubble of sorts between us, a safe zone of travel, would be so that you wouldn't have to have a quarantine attached. I think everyone would acknowledge that it would be prohibitive. People just wouldn't travel if they had to stay on either side in quarantine for a two-week period and have to do the same again when you return. But there is still a lot of work to be done before we can progress an idea like that, but it's obviously being floated because of the benefits that it would bring.
And she says patience will be required in its establishment.
I think simply the position that I would take on behalf of New Zealand is that when we feel comfortable and confident that we both won't receive cases from Australia, but equally that we won't export them, then that will be the time to move.
And whilst safety continues to be a high priority, it's not the only one. Both countries are looking to pull their economies out of a COVID-19 initiated slump. Tourism contributes around 3% of Australia's gross domestic product, around $50 billion per year. It contributes almost 6% of New Zealand's gross domestic product and provides work for around 7.5% of New Zealanders. Mr. Morrison says reopening trans-Tasman borders will bring needed economic benefits to key areas and sectors.
Particularly for states like Queensland, there is a much greater share of that tourism travel that comes out of New Zealand into Queensland. And as we're building up our economies again, and particularly for the trans-Tasman travel and what that means for the airlines as well, that will be important to support jobs in those sectors. So we're working cooperatively together. New Zealand has a stronger biosecurity and border arrangements, as do we. And so it's the obvious place to start.
But New Zealand's Director General of Health, Ashley Bloomfield, continues to urge caution.
Of course, we must stick to the plan. The worst thing we could do now is celebrate success early before the full-time whistle blows and jeopardise the gains we have made.
Amidst fresh optimism, caution is still a major theme on both sides of the Tasman Sea. Sunil Awasthi, SBS News.